Lin-Manuel Miranda, who was Alexander Hamilton? The $10 founding father without a father. Got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter, young, scrappy, and hungry. Siri and Alexa are digital personal assistants that live in the cloud. Lin-Manuel Miranda is a human composer who lives in our hearts. Powered by artificial intelligence, Siri and Alexa do their jobs remarkably well. They retrieve the same answer to the question in the blink of an eye. By turning breath into bytes, encoding speech into digital packets, identifying key words, and matching those words against a vast amount of retrievable data, these digital assistants came up with an answer that had a high probability of being accurate. And they both agreed on it. Alexa, Siri, and their more cognitive cousin, IBM's Watson, respond to queries much faster than any human ever will. But Miranda's job is different. His job is to make you feel. Miranda combines words and ideas in a way no human has ever done, and no computer can ever match. For example, on vacation in Mexico, Miranda visited a bookstore and randomly chose Ron Chernow's biography of the American Revolutionary War hero Alexander Hamilton. Miranda was thunderstruck. He imagined a direct line between Hamilton riding his way off the island of St. Croix and the pioneers of rap music riding their way out of poverty. Miranda chose to write his famous musical, Hamilton, in the hip-hop style because it's the language of ambition, defiance, and rebellion. It has the most words per measure of any musical genre, which makes it uniquely suited to reflect the density of Hamilton's writing. America's founding fathers were white men, but Miranda deliberately cast Black and Latino actors to play them. Hamilton is the story of America then, told by people who live in America now. Alexander Hamilton also wrote in long paragraphs. Miranda wrote the first verse of Hamilton as a crazy run-on sentence of 37 words. Miranda spent more than 1 year writing Hamilton's signature song, My Shot. Miranda says it's the Rosetta Stone of Hamilton's brain, and to prove that Hamilton was the most fearsome intellect in the room, Miranda felt that every couplet, every verse, had to live up to Hamilton's verbal dexterity. Hamilton is a leap of imagination, a somersault into the world of creativity. Miranda has a gift. He makes us feel differently about ourselves and the world we live in. In this audiobook, I'll build the case that we all have that gift, the potential to move people, excite them, and ignite their imagination. You'll also learn why the world's most successful people say that accessing the gift is the key to thriving in an ultra-competitive global economy, where rapid technological advances are disrupting every industry, every business, and every career. The scholars, neuroscientists, economists, historians, entrepreneurs, investors, and leaders who you will meet all agree on one thing: mastering the ancient art of persuasion, combining words and ideas to move people to action, is no longer a soft skill. It is the fundamental skill to get from good to great in the age of ideas. Master the ancient art of persuasion to thrive in the modern world. This audiobook evolved from conversations with people who are stars in their field and who credit superior communication skills for much of their success. They lead companies like Google, Airbnb, and McKinsey. They are investors who have funded the world's most admired startups. They're astronauts who look down at the Earth from 250 miles in space. And they're scientists on Earth who look up at the stars to explore worlds outside of our solar system. They are recent college graduates thriving in their first jobs, mid-level career professionals getting promoted above their peers, and people leaving their jobs to start successful businesses or nonprofit